The British Broadcasting Corporation presents London Forum, the weekly program in which we bring prominent personalities to the microphone to discuss important topics of the day. This is John Morris introducing this week's London Forum, and our subject is the implications of developments in the Far East. Here in the studios to discuss this question are O.M. Green, who is Far Eastern correspondent of The Observer, Benjamin Wells, one of the London correspondents of the New York Times, and Kingsley Martin, editor of the New Statesman and Nation. Well, now, in the recent House of Commons debate on Korea, the government resolution received almost unanimous support. So I don't think we need consider the British attitude towards the action taken by the United Nations. But still, what is happening in Korea raises a number of vital issues. For instance, why does this so-called civil war differ from the situation in China, where there was no intervention, at any rate not by the United Kingdom? Well, now, Kingsley Martin, would you like to start off?
Well, I'd say it differs in the first place because in this case there is, legally speaking, an act of aggression and in an area under United Nations supervision. That does undoubtedly make a legal difference. And because of that perfectly clear position, with Russia not merely present at the discussion, and therefore in effect waiving her veto, because of that position, the powers at Lake Success really had no alternative but to accept a motion of aggression and what followed from it. But when you say, is it really so different, or what is the difference? That is the legal and top difference. I'm not sure that underneath it, the difference is as great as we should like it to be. After all, America acted very quickly, and con amore, I mean, from actually desiring to do so, obviously, was very rapidly followed, because it was part of a general drive that's in American policy against communism. And one notices that she included in her resolution, a resolution about Formosa, which was extra-legal as far as the United Nations went. It was outside the Korean situation altogether. And so I'm not quite sure that when the legal point is passed, when the situation develops, if we shall think it's really as different as we do now. We've got two Chinese people fighting each other, southern ones helped by America, northern ones backed by communism, and so on. I'm not sure the situation is really as different as it first sounds to be.
Well, let's hear what Wells has got to say about it.
I believe from the American point of view that the United States had to act immediately. There was the first indication of aggression from the north of the 38th parallel. In the first place, the United States troops in the Far East were forced to accept the surrender of the Japanese in Japan, in northern China, and in that part of Korea, which later on was delineated by the 38th parallel. Point number two, the United States being the only effective military strong arm of the United Nations, the United States felt obliged to take immediate action because South Korea was recognized by a vote of the General Assembly of the United Nations in December of 1948. Besides that, the United States has had to extend its aid and help, both military, economic, and social, to the South Korean government, and in the course of the last 5 years of aid to that government, has poured a great deal of money and other sorts of supplies in to try to stabilize the living standard of the people and the political stability of the country.
Would you like to add to that, Green?
Well, the only point strikes me, you ask, what's the difference between the war in Korea and the war in China? Well, the answer to that is the war in China really came about exactly in the same way as practically all wars between the downfall of one dynasty and the uprising of another in China have always begun. The evidence that the communists in China, or as well, were inspired or directed or actively helped by the Russians is very slender. In fact, there's a great deal to make one think that the communists are essentially proud of doing the thing themselves. and the tremendous adulation of Russia at the present time is largely propaganda and superficial. Now, on the other hand, in Korea you have deliberate offensive by Russia. And in South Korea, quite apart from the legal position, as just described by Mr. Wells, you've got a country only 100 miles away across the Straits of Tsushima from Japan, and it seems to me, as the world is today, you've got to do your utmost to prevent any corruption of Japan from Korea.
Well, do you want to add anything to that, Kingsley Martin?
Well, I don't dispute the legal points that were made at all. I would only like to point out that people have said, talked about unprovoked aggression. That appears to me not really to be quite the case. I've read, I suppose we all have, dispatches in the American papers, particularly in the Herald Tribune and New York Times, excellent correspondents out there in the course of the last year, some of which have gone so far as to describe or give interviews with Syngman Rhee, the Prime Minister of Southern Korea, actually saying that he was anxious and willing and able to invade Northern Korea and would do so very quickly. And indeed, he said he could capture the Northern Korean capital in 3 days. We prevented from doing so by American officials who told him to wait. Well, now, we don't take that absolutely as 100% gospel, but it does suggest not a situation in which one good power is just invaded by another wicked power, but a general situation of great tension in which both sides are threatening the other. Therefore, it's aggression on the northern part, but not, I would say, completely unprovoked aggression.
I beg your pardon. Were you going to say
Green,
something?
Green.
No, what I was going to say was, I think those that absurd saber-rattling by Syngman Rhee, which he said, the time is coming when we shall no longer be able to endure the oppression of our brothers in northern Korea and so forth. Well, that brought all the American advisers in Korea down on his neck at once. I think that was partly, as a matter of fact, I got no sort of opinion of the wisdom of Syngman Rhee himself, and I think it was partly for internal consumption, because undoubtedly there has been for some time in Korea, in the Korean Assembly, quite a strong party who said that we can negotiate a settlement for a unified Korea with the Northerners. And I think he was attacking or responding to that.
He was responding, don't you think, in any case, to the feeling that is in all over Korea that they want to be united. And that's the general feeling. After all, the country's quite artificially cut in two. And one of the problems of the future, clearly, is the question of the continued demand for general unity, isn't it, Maurice?
Certainly, yes. Wells, yes.
I think Kingsley Martin raises a very good point there, that the country wants to be united. But I would point out this, that the unification of the country has not been prevented by the United States or by the South Koreans. The unification of the country has been prevented by the refusal of the authorities in charge of North Korea, either the Soviet authorities or the Northern Korean authorities, to allow the United Nations mission to enter their territory at any time or to take any other effective steps toward unifying the country peacefully and democratically. I would at this time make one more point. Mr. Martin has raised this fact that Syngman Rhee and many of his political associates have indicated they would like to invade the North Korea at different times. I think the United States came into South Korea at the end of the war and found a country which had been occupied by Japan for 50 years. At that time, there were no officials with whom the United States could work who had not either been under the Japanese administration and thereby were purged, or who had spent many years outside of Korea in exile. We had to work with the first officials we could, and I don't think that we found necessarily the best, and I think that while some of them made saber-rattling remarks and speeches, I think the United States authorities did all they could to prevent those people from taking over, from trying any active aggression against North Korea. And I think that the United States was effective in preventing any overt aggression, and I don't think there would have been any overt aggression at any time.
Well, so much for the general situation. Kingsley Martin, I'd like to know what you feel about the possibility of localizing the situation in Korea. Is there any possibility of that, do you think?
Well, I'm sure I hope there is, because otherwise none of us have got
a very good expectation of continued life.
No, but that seems the important issue.
I'm just saying, I'm party pre in the matter. I have a very strong urge to hope to believe it's being localized. Well, now, in my view, the great difficulty is that the United States has said that her object is only to reconquer to the 38th parallel. Reconquer, perhaps the wrong phrase, turn the northern Koreans out up to the 38th parallel. But actually, such operations are extremely difficult to do. Already, you have to bomb over the frontier, because after all, the bombers come from over the frontier, and you must bomb their bases if you're operating at all. In other words, the whole thing gets mixed up. And I am frightened of one of two situations. One, that that you get an extremely long, difficult, dragging out situation. So it's like Spain in the past a little. Or perhaps, if you take a modern parallel, and a more recent parallel, like one of the other wars that's going on in Southeast Asia, in which at any rate we're afraid that the nationalists who are fighting against the Western European powers, or Western powers rather, will be helped from the communists outside the country, in which case you get a very much more serious situation. I hold this so much that I myself I'm against the wars we're fighting in the Far East, because I don't think we can hold on to those situations. I think we're liable to build up what Mr. Edison would least like. He talks about positions of strength. I think they're terribly likely to lead to positions of weakness. Because you're not supported by the people of the country, and very difficult strategically anyway, and I'm not sure that the whole operation is a good idea. Therefore, when we come to localizing, I think you might, for the time being, localize, but I'm so much afraid that at best you can restore a status quo with a dragging situation, intervention from the north, and a continuous dragging intervention also from the south.
Yes, we can all see that, but isn't
it? This is O.M. Green speaking.
Haven't we reached the point at which it was absolutely necessary to draw a line? It seems to me it's a ghastly situation. Oh, no doubt about that. A very alarming situation. When you come to the question of whether you can or cannot localize it, well, that's something on the knees of the gods. But I do think that it has this one advantage, and that is that it has startled the powers suddenly into action.
Mm-hmm.
They've realized that it's no good drivelling along with conferences about economic aid, about £8 million to be spent in the next 3 years in Indochina in economic relief. What sort of economic relief can you bring into a place until there's some sort of order restored in the country? And I think we ought to be deeply grateful to the Americans for jumping in like this and saying, well, the die is cast, and we say thus far and no farther, and we're going to use all our strength to stop it.
Yes, Wills.
I think the Americans have jumped in, as Mr. Green has so wisely said, but I think the one thing the Americans would rather have today than anything in the world, and that is the assistance, the active assistance of every other member of the United Nations who has supported the resolution to defend Southern Korea from aggression. And I would like to quote from an editorial appearing this morning in the New York Times in New York, which suggested that in order to have the true effect, the United Nations force in the Far East fighting in Korea should now have in its ranks members of every nation, even though it may only be a platoon, it may be a squad, it may be a company. Every nation that is supporting the United Nations resolution should be actively in the force in the Far East. It should not be purely an American operation, though we are very grateful and very conscious of the large forces that have been put at our disposal by the British Commonwealth.
Well, Kingsley Martin, I imagine you'd like to have say something about that, wouldn't you?
I agree with the last remark. If you're going to do the... we're now properly in that situation, and I think it's much better for it to be a United Nations operation. That I agree about. Where I'm bothered is, and I think I mentioned earlier, and that was the tacking of Formosa on to the Korea situation.